The Bible on your shelf has the answers to the problems that encompass your life. To most of the world, the Bible is just a history book or a book of practical wisdom, but it's far more than those things. The Bible is God's Word. Here on Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, we believe that the Bible is more than just a bestseller, but it's powerful and life-changing. The Bible has the answers to your important questions and can teach us about the things that are visible and invisible. This is why we are excited to share God's timeless truths with you. We are glad that you have joined us this Sunday morning for our program. And our prayer, as always, is that you would allow God's Word to direct your life. Here is Pastor Burns.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. Today we're going to be looking at the Lord's help in our life. What does the Bible teach us about how God leads us, guides us, instructs us? You see, God is always at work, and God is always helping us along life's way. The Lord is our helper. It's coming up next on Timeless Truths. Hebrews chapter 13 for our Bible study this morning. We're glad that you are joining us here on Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, and we are excited about the opportunity that we have to study the Bible together. Hebrews chapter 13, the Bible says this, "Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." Let's consider that expression if we could. The Bible says, the Lord is my helper. The Lord is my helper. I hope that you have confidence today in your life to be able to say, to be able to express that God is your helper. God is your helper. I believe in Hebrews chapter 13, the first couple of verses here explain God's help in our life, both directly and indirectly. It says here, let brotherly love continue. Now, God established the church to preach the gospel, and the church is the pillar and the ground of truth. And the Bible says that the world will know that we are his disciples by the love that we have one for another. So it's important for us to be Christians that love, Christians that show the love of God. The Bible says that because he has loved us, we love him. And because he has loved us, the love of God ought to abound in our life. The Bible says in verse number 2, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. God sends his messengers, his angels to earth, and he sends those messengers to help us. I've heard testimony time and time again of people who they believe an angel has intervened, an angel has helped them, directed them, guided them, protected them. Missionaries on foreign field who say that they believe an angel has helped them or protected them. And the Bible does teach that God sends angels. And so it reminds us that we are to entertain strangers because it just might be an angel. Now, I don't think we're to spend a lot of time trying to figure out if we've just met an angel, if we've just been helped by an angel. I don't really think we should spend a lot of time trying to figure that out. We need to understand that God does send angelic beings to earth, and he sends them to help us. When we were on a missions trip to Senegal, West Africa, we were on our way back to Washington, D.C. from Senegal. Dakar is the capital, so from Dakar to Senegal, to Washington. And when we were in the airport in Dakar, I mean, it was just chaos. The screens around us that give us the flight information, they weren't changing. We didn't know where we were supposed to go. Everyone spoke French, and our French was terrible. And we just had a difficult time trying to figure out where we were supposed to go. And it was getting a little nerve-wracking. And all of a sudden, a gentleman walked up to us, and he asked us if we were going to Washington. It was obvious we were. And he said, well, he says, I want you to know that I've been here for 3 hours and I've been watching these screens and they haven't changed at all. So he says, don't worry about watching them. But he says, listen, I'm heading to Washington too. If you want, you can just follow me and I can direct your way. And so we kind of followed him and he led the way and we got on that plane and never saw that individual again. Now, I believe it was an angel. I can't prove it till I get to heaven. But God does send angels into our life to help us along life's way. The Bible says also, verse 3, remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. So remember those that are in tribulation and trial. Remember those that have physical affliction upon their body, because we are also in the body. We are also flesh and blood, and we could experience those same afflictions in our life. And so what are we to do? We are to have compassion. We are to have compassion. Jesus had compassion on the multitude. He saw the multitude. He was moved with compassion, for they were sheep without shepherds. Now, it's interesting. Compassion is defined as your hurt in my heart. Your hurt in my heart. We are to have compassion for other people, but not just feel bad for them, but compassion moves us to make a difference. Compassion moves us to help people in the needs of their life. And so the Bible says, remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them that suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Now, we talk about God's help. We think about indirectly when God created Adam, he created Eve after Adam, and Eve was a helpmeet, the Bible says. Eve was to help Eve was to help Adam, and together they were to be stewards of the grace of life. And so we think of marriage, and we think of God's plan in marriage is for that support and for that help. In verse number 5, the Bible says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Then we find the greatest help of all, and that is the Lord on our side, the Lord with us. Wherever we go, God is with us. Wherever we go, God is there to help us and direct us in our life. And this is the greatest encouragement that we could ever have, to know that God is with us and to know that God is on our side. And so the Bible says in verse 6, because of these things, directly, indirectly, the help of God in our life, we can boldly proclaim, we can boldly declare that the Lord is my helper. And God is your helper. If you know him as your Savior, God is your helper. And so I want us to look at the Bible together, and I want us to think about this expression, the Lord is my helper. The word there, helper, means to aid when someone cries out for help. To aid when someone cries out for help. It is the word that means a succorer, or to provide assistance or relief. Now, the Bible teaches us that the help of God is timely help. Think about Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. It says, let us therefore come boldly before the throne of grace, and let that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. To find grace to help. When we talk about the grace of God, we talk about unmerited favor. We talk about God's help in our life. We talk about God's strength in our life. We talk about the work of God in our life. And so the Bible says that God gives us his strength. God gives us his power. God gives us help when we are helpless, when we are in need. And so this really describes for us the Lord is our helper, that he is there with timely help to provide assistance and aid in the difficult trials of our life. God is our helper. So let's think about this for just a moment, and let's think about God's help in our life. Let's think about God's work in our life, all right? So first of all, let's think about a gracious God, a gracious God. And when we think about who God is, we know that God is a giving God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So God is a giving God. And we are like God when we give. We are like God when we give. Because God is a giving God. God gave heaven's best. God gave himself. God gave his Son so that we could have eternal life. We can know the Father through the Son. And this is the greatest gift that we could ever have. This is the greatest gift that we could ever have. Now, in Ephesians chapter 2, the Bible talks about our condition in this life. Ephesians chapter 2, And I encourage you, if you have a Bible, to pull that Bible out and to find Ephesians chapter 2, because I want to read with you this passage of Scripture, and I want to show you what the Bible says here. It says, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past he walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." The Bible speaks of our condition, and it wasn't a good one. It wasn't a good one. We were dead in our sins. We were dead in our sins. We had no spiritual heartbeat. We had no spiritual pulse. We had no signs of life whatsoever. My family and I were in Michigan for a vacation several years ago. And as we were leaving the hotel, there was a crowd of people. A man was on the ground, and there were professionals there trying to revive him, bring him back to life. I would assume he had a heart attack. And he was lying there on the ground, lifeless. There was no sign of life in that man at all. And I think about our condition as humanity. The Bible says that when God found us, we were lifeless. We had no pulse. We had no heartbeat. We were dead in our sins. We were heading and following along the devil's course. We were living according to the lust of our flesh. Whatever we wanted, we did. And that was our life. That's how we lived our life. And the Bible says in verse number 4, but God, this verse here, verse 4 of Ephesians chapter 2, is a ray of light. It's a hope for us. But God, who is rich in mercy, you see, God showed up. And the Bible says that even when we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. When we were dead in our sin, when we were hopeless and helpless, the grace of God appeared unto men. What a wonderful thought. We talk about God's timely help. There's no better time for God to help us than when we were helpless and hopeless and lost and heading to hell. God came to us, and God showed us mercy, and God showed us his love. And the Bible says he helped us. For by grace, verse 8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. God gave us the gift, the wonderful gift of salvation. And I hope that you know him today. I hope that you're a Christian. And if you're not a Christian, then friend, listen to me. God wants to save you. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can have eternal life. This is the grace of salvation, that when we were lost and undone and on our way to hell, Jesus came to us and he died for us. He died for us. He died as us. He took our place. And we can have eternal life because of the work of Christ, not the work of a church or a denomination or our own labors, but because of the work of God, we can have eternal life. Not only the grace of salvation, but there's also the grace of sanctification. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, that we are his workmanship. The help of God is not only to bring us to salvation, but also to bring us to a place where we reflect Jesus Christ in our life. And the Holy Spirit moves in, and the Holy Spirit begins to work in our life, and he begins to bring us to a place of glory and a place where we others can see Jesus Christ in our life. Now, in John chapter 11, verse 44, it's the story of Lazarus, and I'm sure you're familiar with the story of Lazarus. Jesus comes, And Mary and Martha, they're pretty upset that Jesus didn't come earlier. And they say, Lord, if you would have come earlier, our brother wouldn't have died. But this was the plan of God. This was the work of God. And God had a plan in all of this. And the Bible says that God's plan was that God would receive glory in it. Now, in John chapter 11, in your Bibles, John chapter 11 and verse 44, I want us to think about what the Bible says here. This will help us to understand the work of sanctification in our life. Verse 44, the Bible says this, and he that was dead came forth. Now, this is a picture of an illustration of our salvation, because we were dead in our sins, we were lost and undone, and Jesus came, and when we put our trust and faith in him, he washes our sin away. And he, which was dead, comes forth. We have new life in Jesus. The Bible says, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. And Jesus saith unto them, loose him and let him go. Now, here's a powerful truth for our lives. Can you imagine the condition of Lazarus when he walked out of that tomb? I mean, he was probably a mess. He was probably a mess. Now, the reality is that he still bore the scars and imperfections of being dead. And Christ wasn't done with him yet. It wasn't just about raising him from the dead, but it was about cleaning up his life. And Jesus said, loose him and let him go. And the Lord began to work on Lazarus' life to bring him to a place of respectability, to bring him to a place of honor. And that is what the Holy Spirit is doing in our life as well. I'm thankful for my salvation in Jesus. I don't have to trust the church. I don't have to trust any other thing, any other work, any other ability. I just trust in Jesus alone. The salvation we find in Jesus is complete. It is absolutely 100% complete in Christ. But I'm also glad that the Lord didn't just stop with saving me, that he gave me a wonderful sanctification, in that he's still working in my life, and I am his workmanship. I'm his project. God's working in my life. Our sins are washed away, absolutely. Our burdens are lifted at Calvary. There's no doubt about it. We are no more bound by the law, and we're no longer under the law's judgment. We're no longer under sin or bound by sin. We don't have to fear death. We don't have to fear hell. Why? Because our sins are washed away. We have life in Jesus. We have a new home in heaven. Listen, friend, we are free in Jesus Christ. And we can praise God today. We can praise God today for the salvation that he has given to us. We can praise him this morning on this Lord's Day here on Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. By the way, you're listening to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, and I'm Pastor Burns, and I'm glad that you joined us. Listen, we can rejoice in a salvation that we can have confidence in, and a salvation that saves us completely, washes our sin away. You know, it's not Jesus and a church. It's not Jesus and baptism. It's not Jesus and good works. It's Jesus and Jesus alone. And the salvation that we have in Christ is complete. It is enough. Jesus said, it is finished. It's paid in full. Christ paid it all. All to him I owe. And so we have a wonderful grace, God's help in our life. When we were helpless, he came and offered salvation. He gives us sanctification. But also think about the grace of his supply. The grace of God's supply is that he gives to us the wonderful blessing of being his child. Now, in Psalm 103, the Bible speaks of a Christian not forgetting the benefits of being a child of God. All of his benefits. Think about the benefits of being a Christian. Think about all of the benefits of knowing Christ as our Savior. Let's name a couple, can we? The indwelling of the Holy Spirit. At that moment we got saved, the Holy Spirit moved into our life. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And the Bible teaches us in Ephesians chapter 1 that the Holy Spirit is God's seal upon our life. The Holy Spirit.
You have been listening to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns, pastor of Kitchener Baptist Church. We hope that this message has encouraged you. Pastor Burns has served at Kitchener Baptist Church for more than 10 years. He is passionate about the Word of God and God's answers for today's problems. If Pastor Burns' ministry has helped you, he would love to hear your story. Connect with us online at timelesstruths.ca. You can help keep Timeless Truths Radio Ministry on the air by financially supporting this ministry. For more information on how you can partner with us, please visit our website at timelesstruths.ca or call us at 519-579-2236. Now, here is Pastor Burns with our Timeless Truth for today.
Our timeless truth for today is that God is our helper, and the greatest help that God has given to us is our eternal salvation. And I am so thankful, and I hope that you are too, that you know Jesus as your Savior, that you're on your way to heaven. And if you don't know Christ, then please contact us. I would love to show you from a Bible how you can be saved. It's our timeless truth for today as we live in victory in this old world.
Weak ends can make for strong beginnings, especially when you start each week with RE Recovery. They meet at Kitchener Baptist Church every Friday night at 7. Whatever you're struggling with, drugs, alcohol, pornography, tobacco, or any other behavioral problems like anger or depression, believe me, RE Recovery offers the help you need. Plus, you'll make some great new friends who understand what you're going through. And RE Recovery is open to people from all walks of life, any faith or no faith. Anybody who is just seeking to find something that works. I'm telling you, if you live better, you'll feel better. So why not make this your weekend for strong beginnings with RU Recovery? RU Recovery meets at Kitchener Baptist Church, 1720 Glasgow Street, every Friday night at 7 p.m. For more information, go to rurecovery.org or call 226-336-7680. That is rurecovery.org, 226-336-7680.